Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad you clicked on this episode and you're joining me today. Today's episode is dedicated to one of my listeners in Kansas City, Missouri, in the United States. I was reading her answer to the question, what's the number one struggle you're having with starting your service-based business? And she responded by saying that she has so many ideas and things seems to be changing and it's making it harder for her to know what to start and to even know what God's will is and what God wants her to start with. If you're listening, this episode is for you. In today's episode, I share how to find clarity so you can start a coaching business. She's trying to start a coaching business. Maybe you're trying to start another kind of service-based business. With the things I'm going to discuss in today's episode, you will get unstuck and you will be able to take that step to start your service-based business. All right, lace those shoes, pop in those earbuds. Let's dive into today's episode. Are you ready to streamline your focus and get clarity to start your online service-based business? Are you tired of struggling with lack of clarity, self-doubt, and the fear of being a public failure? Do you wish you had a clear plan you could follow to make your calling a reality? Hey friend, you don't have to stay stuck any longer. With a renewed mindset and a clear plan, you can start a business that fulfills your calling and makes a profit. I'm your host, Chichi Ukomado, a Christian business coach, Jesus follower, and a seven-figure service-based entrepreneur. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to streamline your focus, get clarity on your business idea, create your business launch plan, set up your business essentials, and launch your sustainable and profitable business from scratch. You will get tons of encouragement, godly wisdom, and accountability to grow in your faith and new business journey. It's time to partner with God and take your first step to start that business. You know the one I'm talking about? Yes, that one you've been putting off for a long time. You know you've been called to start a business, but you're struggling with lack of clarity, self-doubt, and the fear of being a public failure. I felt called to start a business too, and I was overwhelmed with a hectic home life. I had no time to waste scrolling through generic Google search results that didn't align with my faith. I wish I had a clear plan with the exact steps to help me start my business. So I know how it feels to live with a deep sense of unfulfillment while you are watching others fulfill their calling. That's why I created the Business Clarity Blueprint so I can offer the help I wish I had back then. If you're ready to streamline your focus and get clarity to start your business, go to startthatbusinesspodcast.com, locate the freebie section, and download the blueprint. You don't want to get to the end of your life and regret not taking the first step to start your business and fulfill your calling. You can be the Christian woman who dares to answer her calling to start a business instead of burying her God-given ideas. Take the first step to partner with God and start your business. Go to startthatbusinesspodcast.com and download my Business Clarity Blueprint. I love it when I hear from my listeners, whether it's a feedback, a question, a comment. I love to hear from you. I want to know what is stopping you from starting your service-based business. I want to know where you're stuck so that I can provide guidance to help you get unstuck and get going with the idea God has given you. So you might be saying to yourself, but I am not starting a coaching business. There's something my podcast coach always says, which I'm going to ask you. She'll always say to us when she's coaching us, she'll say, although the topic or what she's saying might be in direct response to someone else's questions, but she'll also say, ask yourself, how can I apply the information in this episode to the business I want to start? So you might not be starting a coaching business, but how can you apply the information that I share in today's episode to the business you want to start so that you can get clarity? How do you find clarity so you can start a coaching business or any other service-based business? There are three things you can do to find clarity. The number one thing is pray. Yes, you heard me, pray. Now, the reason why prayer is the first thing is because you are trying to start a kingdom business. You are trying to start a business that will impact lives, a business that will make you profit, a business that will glorify God. You're trying to start a business that already exists in heaven and you're trying to replicate it here on earth. It's a business God has already prepared you to start before time. Just like he says in the scripture, it's good work that he has prepared in advance for you to do. So the number one step is to start with prayer. You are praying and you are being specific in your prayer. You're asking God for clarity on the idea he wants you to start. Because the idea is from him, because he's the one that has laid it on your heart, you have to go back to him and ask him for the details. Now, one thing I've observed in scripture is that God has two ways, or I have observed two ways. It can be more than that, but these are the two ways I've observed that when God puts an idea in your heart, he can either give you the blueprint on how to execute that idea all at once, or he can give it to you in bits and pieces. Now, if you remember the story of Noah, when God put the idea in him to build an ark, God gave him the blueprint all at once. So he gave him the dimensions of the ark. He told him what to put in it. He told him the building materials to use to build it. He gave him instruction on the people that should be in the ark. So it was a very detailed instruction. He gave him everything. It was clear. So Noah got, I would say, almost 100% clarity all at once when God gave him the idea. But if you look at the story of Abraham, Abraham's journey was different. God gave him the blueprint in bits and pieces, and it was the same for Joseph. So for Abraham, God just told him, Abraham, leave where your father's house and go to a place I will show you. And that was the first piece of information he got, and he started moving. So God can, when you pray, give you all the instructions you need, all the clarity you need all at once, like Noah, or he can decide to give it to you in bits and pieces like he did for Abraham and Joseph. But you must start with prayer. When you pray and you're asking God for clarity on the idea, maybe you have multiple ideas in your head, ask him, which one should I start with first? God is not an author of confusion, like he says in the Bible. The opposite of confusion is clarity. That means if God is not an author of confusion, that means God is a God of clarity. And because he doesn't want you to fail, he is eagerly waiting to give you the instructions and the clarity you need to start that business that he has laid on your heart. So don't be afraid to ask specific questions. Ask him, which of these ideas should I start first? Which services should I offer? Pricing. Or you can also ask him, who are the people that you have prepared for me to work with or collaborate with, or that need to mentor me as I start this business? Be specific as you pray and ask questions. Another thing I would like to encourage you to do when you pray is to ask God to give you a sign and a confirmation of the direction he wants you to go. Yes. Some Christians will say, oh, if you ask God for a sign or a confirmation, that means your faith is weak or you don't have faith. I do not agree with that, because I believe that God is such a loving Father and he's looking to collaborate with you. He's looking to co-create with you. So he has the responsibility to make sure that you get it right and you go on the path that he wants you to go through. So Because of that, he takes it upon himself to do whatever he needs to do to convince you and put you in the right direction. So he did it for Gideon. He did it for Moses. There's so many examples in the Bible. These people were considered men of faith. Even Abraham too asked for a sign on his journey. So these are the people we see in the hall of faith. And if we see them in the hall of faith, that tells us that asking God for a sign is not a sign that you do not believe. As a matter of fact, it's a sign that you do believe and you want to make sure that you are doing it right. That is why you are asking. There's a proverb in my native language from where I'm from in Nigeria, and it says that the person that asks questions never misses the way. So that means the more questions you ask, the more clarity you get. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 11, it says, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign of confirmation, Ahaz. Make it as difficult as you want, as high as heaven or as deep as the place of the dead." This is God asking us to ask him for a sign of confirmation. So maybe you've always thought that when you ask God for a sign, it's a sign of weak faith. I am here to tell you that it is not a sign of weak faith. It is a sign that you actually believe and you want to put action to your faith. And God will meet you where you are. Wherever you are on your faith journey, he will meet you there and he will give you the sign and the confirmation. I will tell you that when the confirmation or the sign comes, don't sit on it. Get going. Move with that sign. Move with that confirmation. As you pray, I also want to remind you that prayer is a two-way conversation. So when you pray and you ask these specific questions, make sure that you spend time to be quiet and listen. Make sure you have a pen and a paper beside you to write down the thoughts that come to your mind when you pray specifically for clarity. For me, God speaks to me through my thoughts. For some people, he might speak to you through a dream. For some people, you might just be going through your day and you see a sign on a billboard and that's the answer to the question that you asked God in your time of prayer. So once you pray and you ask for clarity, be attentive, be sensitive to the things that come to your mind, to the things that show up in your dream, to the things you see around you as you go through the day. It might be in a conversation, you might be listening to a radio station, it might be a billboard you see as you're driving, and bam, that's the answer to the question you were asking about what business you should start with. So be very attentive as you pray and you ask for clarity. Listen, pay attention, write what comes down to you. I remember when I was about to start my own coaching business, like my listener, I had so many ideas. I had so many things that I wanted to do because I had been doing my first service-based business for a while. So many ideas were streaming through my head. But as I prayed and as I sought God for clarity, I heard him speak through my thoughts and he said, start with coaching. And from saying start with coaching, he led me in a very miraculous way to find my podcast coach that I have shared with you guys several times. I was led to her through a Facebook group I joined. The first instruction I got was start with coaching. The next thing I heard was start with podcasting. And that was how I was able to streamline all the million ideas I have to what I'm doing right now. And I believe that in prayer, you can also find the clarity you need. The second thing you can do to find the clarity you need to start a coaching business or any other service-based business is brainstorm. Now, after you have prayed and after you have heard God speak to you, either through your thoughts, through dreams, through your daily conversations or things around you, the next thing you need to do is to brainstorm. Now, when you're brainstorming, you're asking yourself questions like, what idea do, you're asking yourself questions like, what idea do I feel most equipped to execute? So you might have 10 ideas, but out of the 10, which one do you feel most equipped to execute? Another question you can ask is, what do I already have going for this idea? So you can look at the 10 ideas you have, and you might notice that your idea number one is the one you're most equipped to execute, and you already have some things going for that idea. Maybe if the idea is coaching, maybe you have coached 2 or 3 or 4 people impromptu. Maybe they've called you throughout the year to pick your brain, or people are always calling you to pick your brain. So that means you already have something going in that idea. You already have something going with that idea. And that was the case for me. Before I started coaching, or before I got the clarity to go into coaching, a lot of my friends, a lot of my family members who are in business, my church members, I noticed that a lot of people will call me to pick my brain about business. They will ask questions about business, what systems I'm using, how I'm dealing with different issues. So that idea was already going for me because of the questions people were already asking me. Then when you brainstorm, you can ask yourself, what else is needed? So you know the idea you're most equipped to execute. You already know what you have going for that idea. Then you ask yourself, what else do I need? Now, in the coaching industry, you don't necessarily need to have a certification. It's good to have, but it's not necessary. For me, just being an entrepreneur for over 11 years in my existing business, that already puts me in the position to coach aspiring entrepreneurs or people that are already doing business. So when you ask yourself what else is needed, maybe you need a certification, maybe you need something else, but just sit down and brainstorm, what else do I need? So for me, what else did I need? It will be things like registering the business, setting up my systems, creating my coaching offers so that I can be ready to offer my services to other people. So another question you can ask when you're brainstorming is, what is the smallest version of the idea you can start with? What is the smallest version? Now, every time we think about starting a business, a lot of people want to go right off the bat to start doing the big things that they see established business people already doing. But if you go that route, trust me, you'll be overwhelmed and you will give up on that idea even before it starts. But when you look at God, God always starts with the little and it grows big. That's why he says in his word, do not despise the days of little beginning. That's why every tree you see in the forest, even the biggest trees, the tallest trees, they all start as a seed. They all start as a seedling. So don't be afraid to start with the smallest version of the idea. I remember when I was about to start my coaching business and I had gotten the clarity I needed, it was towards the end of, I can't remember the year exactly, and the Holy Spirit just laid on my heart. He said, just type something up on your phone and send it to a couple of women that have called to pick your brain throughout the year and tell them, hey, I'm offering this coaching for a limited time for this period. And I did that. Guess what? I had 4 women sign up to coach with me. I didn't have any curriculum. I didn't have anything set up. I just obeyed what the Holy Spirit told me to do, and I did it. And that became the smallest version of my coaching program that I'm now offering today. I have improved it since then, but it started with just obeying the instruction to just type out something on my phone. And what did I type? I just typed I am offering these coaching services. These are my areas of expertise. Let me know if you have any business question or anything I can help you answer. And that was it. It was very short, very sweet, straight to the point. And I had four women sign up and it was paid. They paid me, they signed up and I coached them. So what is the smallest version of the idea you want to start? Another thing you can also do as you brainstorm is to brainstorm with a business coach. A lot of coaches call it their power hour coaching session. It's a 1 hour coaching session where you take all your ideas and you sit down with a coach and you brainstorm with the coach. When I was about to start my podcast, I had so many ideas, so many directions I wanted to go with the podcast. I did the same thing. I scheduled a 1 hour coaching session with my podcast coach and I sat down with her and I laid out all the ideas that I had in my head for my podcast. And after the 1 hour of coaching with her, I came out with clarity. She was able to guide me and say, okay, these are all the ideas you have. But she helped me streamline those ideas and I was able to pick one and say, okay, this is what I'm going to focus my podcast on. And of course, you're listening to me on the podcast right now. So brainstorming with a business coach gives you a different perspective and it helps you clear the fog in your mind because you have been sitting with all these ideas looming in your mind for a while now. But when you brainstorm with a coach, your coach is able to help you clear that fog and you can see clearly and say, yes, this is the idea or the business I am going to start with. Now, the third thing you can do to find clarity to start your coaching business is start. Yes, you heard me. Start, start, start. Yes, I shared the story of Abraham and how God told him, Abraham, leave your father's house and go to the place I will show you. Abraham got up, he gathered his whole family, everything he had, and he started on that journey. He didn't even know where he was going. But guess what? The minute he started going, more clarity came. God appeared to him, gave him more clarity on where he was going, what he was going to do with him, and the whole process began to unfold before Abraham, but it started with him taking that first step based on the clarity he had at the moment, based on what God told him at the moment, he took that step. So after you pray, after you brainstorm, the third thing you need to do is to pick one idea out of your numerous ideas, pick one. Put all the other ideas in the parking lot, pack them somewhere. You can write them down in a document so that you can reference them later, but just put it there, lock it up and forget about them and just focus on the one idea you picked. Then start doing something about it. Clarity comes when you take action, just like I described with the story of Abraham. Once he took that first step, based on the clarity God had, all God told him was, Abraham, leave your father's house and go to a place I will show you. That was all the clarity Abraham had, and he took that step. So maybe you've prayed and you have a bit of clarity on what God wants you to start with, and you have brainstormed. Maybe you brainstormed with a coach and you have gotten another level of clarity. It's time to start. Pick one idea, put the rest in the parking lot, and start doing something about that one idea you have gotten. Now, I'd like to recommend my business Clarity Blueprint. It's a good tool you can use to brainstorm. So if you haven't downloaded my business Clarity Blueprint, I encourage you to go to startthatbusinesspodcast.com and download the blueprint. Now, the blueprint has questions like I read to you earlier that will help you get clarity on the business idea God is calling you to start. Now, Once you have downloaded my Business Clarity Blueprint, I encourage you to take it a step further and schedule a business clarity coaching session with me. It's a one-hour session, a brainstorming coaching session, where I help you to get clarity on your business idea. I will ask you a couple of questions. We will go through all the list of the ideas you have. I'll be asking you a series of questions to help you pick one idea to start your business with. Now, if you want to download the Business Clarity Blueprint, or if you want to schedule your coaching session, go to startthatbusinesspodcast.com, schedule your session. Let me help you brainstorm and pick one idea that you can start working on. All right, let's recap how to find clarity so you can start a coaching business. The number one thing is to pray. Second is to brainstorm. And the third thing is to start. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21 reads, "And your ears will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left." My prayer is that as you spend time to pray, to ask God specific questions about the different ideas you have in your mind, that you will hear Him saying to you, this is the idea you should start with. This is how you should do it. And I pray that as you hear that from Him and as you get clarity, you will move and start working on that idea. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I would love it if you could leave me a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts or any podcast app you are using to listen. This is the number one way I know you're getting value from the content on this podcast. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you learned something new and you were encouraged to take action. If so, will you stop right now and share this episode with someone so they can get the help you just got? I would also love it if you can leave a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts or the podcast app you're using to listen. This is the number one way I know you're getting value from the content on this podcast. Until next time, always remember you have all you need to start that business. So keep listening for more episodes. I'll meet you here next week.